After taking a beat and looking around, I'm gonna like back away towards my car. I just like back all the way until my butt hits the car, and then I'm just gonna like ease back in.
Okay.
And then I'll pull away after I'm sure. I kind of sit there for a minute. And go, man, this place is getting to me, and I'm gonna drive away.
Yep. Okay. I trust you're meeting up with them at the swirl.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to head towards the swirl.
Okay. So it's like getting around probably about 5:30 in the evening, and Forrest meets y'all up over at the swirl, you know, for dinner and stuff.
Did you find anything?
I come in so proud, like, and I just, okay, all right, so, I talked to Kale, good guy, offered me a water, high quality H2O. He's a stand-up guy, so I'm not worried about him. Now,
okay.
Talked to him, suggested that I go over to Chris's apartment, brilliant idea, I think he should work for the police department. So go over to Chris's apartment and look at this. And I will flip over and just start going through the sections that I was talking about of the Randall Institute, also known as RDI, the mention of somebody named DM who has worked there a long time and was talking to him about underground places. Also, the six-fingered hand, that he was fearful for his life. We're talking. I also, as I'm kind of showing them all of this, I also pull out the drawing that Chris did. And check out this vat. This chemical vat.
That's a nice vat.
It's a very nice vat. Now, here's the thing, though. Apparently, Chris at some point drew this, like, really... in a little bit of a crazy state, and then like crumpled it up and threw it away. So Kale redrew this for me. I'm thinking whatever it is, I mean, even if it's not really underground, I think these chemicals or this vat might be something connected to like an entryway or people are stumbling into this or seeing things. This might be the connection. And DM might be the connection.
What do we think DM stands for? I'm going to get on my phone and I'm going to Google Coral Chemical Company and then the letters DM. Do I get any hits?
Oh, I would tell Serena Jade, type in, when you type that in, type in longest serving employee at the chem plant.
Oh, I'll do that. Yeah.
Well, considering my history, would I possibly know who DM is?
Maybe.
Is DM a regular at the swirl?
No. Roll me a social sciences check. That's the closest thing I can think of in this case.
All right. I rolled a one.
You're racking your brain, but... You're just like, there's so much on your mind right now because you like you've been able to hear people's thoughts. You've been able to make a UFO glow green. You've had these memories of being on this UFO talking to a spaceman, and also interacting with a spaceman. I think your mind's just too occupied with everything to focus on anybody named DM.
That's fair.
Serena Jade doesn't come up with any hits?
No.
Okay. All right, here's my thought. If we're able to get a tour of the chemical plant, maybe I ask to talk to a couple people, somebody that's been there a long time, just to like get a real history lesson on the plant. Maybe somebody with the initials DM pops up.
I will Google list of CEOs of Coral Chemical Company. Do I get anyone? Do any of those people have initials of DM?
No, not that you can see. Like, you get companies run by a guy named Tommy Black. There is a gentleman by the name of Michael Hunter, who is also on the board. A woman named Zoe Marsh is also on the board. Like, you're finding a bunch of board members, but, like, you're not finding anybody with the name DM.
Maybe you should try Googling that RBI.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Randall Institute.
Yeah.
Forrest, you seem technology literate. You should try it out, too.
Okay. And he also punches it up. There's nothing that really comes up. There's no Randall Institute, Randall's Institute.
Could I maybe Google six-fingered hand as well? I'll just make that a recommendation. Just trying to find something.
Nothing comes up. Except for references to the Princess Bride.
Yeah. Okay.
How did I miss that? Oh my god, can't believe I missed that.
Yeah.
Oh. I see you have six fingers on your hand. A man was looking for your smack. I would also kind of tell the group too. I'm like, just so we're aware too. This union busting is really heating up. All the union stuff is really, you know, starting to cause a little bit of chaos over there. So let's just be aware too that the company might be involved in a little bit of union busing tactic. So just, and I look at Serena Jade, let's just play our cards a little tight, is all I'm saying. If I'm pro-union, anti-VAT, but pro-union, and I really want to help the workers out here. So let's try to be, I don't know, cordial?
Have I not been cordial? I don't.
Well, I'm just saying that the protest was not.
I did not start that.
Well, some people might see it differently. Just saying, you know, if we play it a little low key, some of us, I'll like wink, might get what we want. Wink, okay. Wink.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
Do you show them the book?
Yeah, I do. I show them the book. Yeah.
I'll
show it to Forrest too if Forrest is there.
Okay. Everybody roll me an investigation check.
I love investigation.
I got a 5.
24.
Okay. One thing that you notice when you're flipping through it is like, there is a, you could pull up the one of the flaps. I think it's the back flap. And there is a piece of paper in there.
Oh. I will take it out. Is it like a folded piece of paper, like handwritten, or?
It is, it looks like a letter on some really fine stationery.
My darling Clovis, the war drags on.
So
soon we will be without food. Sorry, sorry. No, this isn't relevant at all. I don't know what he was doing with this.
I trust you're looking at it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you unfold this letter, and it is, it's a cream-colored letter. It's very nice. Really nice stationery.
Oh, man. This, feel the weight of this paper, and I'll just kind of smack it against Birdie's face. Do you feel the weight? This paper's nice. Expensive. Yeah.
It's the best paper I've built. You should get this for your business cards.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant. And I'll keep looking at it.
Okay. So the letter reads February 7th, 2023 from Dr. Fowler, Institute Director, to new recruits, RE, the Randalls Institute Employment. Dear new recruit, thank you for joining the Institute. Our work depends on recruiting adaptable, capable people in a wide range of fields, and your contributions will certainly help further the cause. By now, you've had a chance to complete the Institute's non-disclosure form and to meet some of our employees. It's time for your first briefing. Please report to the Institute's Chicago branch office at 10 a.m. on Friday. Actually, I don't even know if it's a Friday. I'm adapting from this note. Mm-hmm. On February... hold on a sec. On February 16th at 10 a.m.
That's a day before he went missing.
For a meeting with Facility Chief R.A. Patterson. There, you will receive information on your first official mission for the Institute. This booklet is intended to familiarize you with the Institute's organization and goals. Please read it over, commit the relevant facts to memory, and then destroy this document. Sincerely, Dr. Rosalie Fowler. And, like, there is a... It's like a seal, or like a logo or something. And it's kind of like a round one. It almost looks like a town seal in a way. And it is a glowing torch. It's blue in color. Has a little. It's blue and white. So like the torch is white. There's a blue flame that's casting this light on it. And it says for the advancement of humanity around it. And then it has. A date underneath it in Roman numerals, MCM XVII.
Well, that's interesting. New recruits?
Well, maybe he left voluntarily then. Maybe he joined some kind of secret organization and...
He's just chilling in Chicago?
Yeah, but I mean, wouldn't he come back by now? Like it's been a couple of weeks at least. I would imagine he would have contacted Kale or somebody.
Did it look like he packed anything from his apartment?
Would I have noticed that, Rob?
Didn't everything look perfect? Like nothing was out of place.
I mean, as far as I could tell, it looked like that apartment was. Still packed. Everything was there. I mean, his shoes were laid out. I don't think it had anything to really, you know, do with him leaving. In fact, I think it's interesting that he went missing the day before he was supposed to leave and meet up with this Patterson for a mission. I mean,
is there a return? Like, is there like an address in Chicago? Or is it just Chicago?
Nope, just says Chicago on it.
Okay. Chicago's quite a large place.
But if it's the Chicago division for this Randall Institute, it can't be, I mean, there can't be more than one, right?
Right, but we Googled this earlier and nothing came up, so I don't know if we're going to be able to just find where it is.
Yeah.
So I don't think going there is an option until we have a more definitive idea of what part of Chicago or this place's location.
What about any of these names in this letter? Can we add those to our search?
Dr. Fowler. Dr. Rosalie Fowler.
Yeah, I can do that.
R.A. Patterson.
Yeah, let's Google the names.
When you Google Dr. Rosalie Fowler, what comes up is a listing for a psychologist in... the Chicago area.
Do we have an office address, like a specific location for her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, so we have a lead there. What about the other person?
R.A. Patterson. nothing specifically comes up.
So is just... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to ask if this is more like a practicing psychologist or like a more of an academic. Can we tell?
Academic, but also practices. Like it's part of the part okay. of academia for them.
Rob, just in thinking of Sunderland and its location, how far away is Chicago?
A couple hundred miles away.
Couple hundred miles. Okay, so we could make it to Chicago in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Couple hundred miles. You can make. Yeah, we can make it in a couple of hours.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm. What like make it there and come back. You know, or like we could do day that in a
trip.
Day.
Yeah, day trip away.
Yeah.
We could email believe you.
I don't know if this is the kind of thing we want to.
We should.
Email
I feel
about.
Like a. I feel like a knock on your door and show up is in a situation like this would be preferable. Because you can ignore an email. You can't ignore three weirdos on your doorstep.
I mean, we could also.
I feel like I'm perfectly normal.
You turn things green,
Erdy. Again, yes. I hate bringing this up, but.
It's new.
You
okay,
are suddenly
I'm not used to it.
Well, yeah, but Birdie, I watched you do it like four or five times. I mean, you might feel normal, but you're not. You know, I think it's cool. Maybe we could get you a job, like lighting up the for the carnival. That would be cool.
I have a job.
Well, like a side gig, like an
I have
Instacart
a side gig.
But another one. You know, another one.
Another one.
Another one.
So I do
like
find
DJ
it odd
Khaled
that
up in this shit.
We can't find anything on this institute that has this big fancy seal and apparently has fancy doctors working for it.
Well, think of it like the skulls.
A secret organization?
Yeah, maybe it's a secret orc. I mean... It definitely sounds a little clandestine to me. Like, new recruits becoming an RDI employee, you know, some sort of mission. It sounds kind of like they're trying to keep a low profile, but also at the same time, very specifically embellishing their documentation. I hold the paper up with the seal and I'm like, I mean, if I'm trying to be secret, I'm not exactly making wax sealing out of this, you know what I mean? This torch with the advancement of humanity, which that's a strange statement too, for the advancement of humanity.
Maybe they're against the aliens.
I mean, if there were aliens, sure, but...
I don't know, it seems like, hey, yo, Birdie, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you an alien?
Alive,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's just a thought that came across my head because you can, like, I don't know, read people's thoughts and make that crazy UFO turn green. It's kind of weird.
You know what's also very weird? It's like, we have not suggested you go see a doctor.
I mean, yeah. Because you guys can see it happening, so it's
yeah, but
real.
I mean, I just think maybe we need to, like, what if there's something off with your chemical balance?
That turns things?
Yeah, like, what, well, we all know electrical current runs through the human body. I'm just saying it might be, maybe your electrical current's off.
I'd like to put my hand on Remy's shoulder and just wish that she would be quiet really hard.
Remy, roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, okay. Could be good. No, it couldn't. That's a natural one.
Okay. Do you touch her?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yeah, okay. I put my hand on her shoulder.
When you touch her, Remy, you get a thought in your head. And Birdie, what is that thought?
I really should shut my mouth.
And Remy, you notice that her mouth did not move at all.
Oh, I hear her voice in my head?
Mm-hmm.
I freak out and I get out of the booth and I like take like three steps back.
Remy, you okay?
You were in here. What did you just do?
I just wished that you would stop calling me weird.
I'm not calling you weird. I think something weird has happened to you. And how did you get in my head?
I touched your shoulder.
I don't like that. And I'm gonna like close the book, and I'm gonna take like the book and like pack it up, and I'm gonna go to my car. I'll pick it up, and I'm just like, I didn't like that. And I'll just go to the car. And just like sit in the car for a minute and just kind of like sit there processing.
That is rude. You really shouldn't get into people's head without their permission.
Consent. Consent.
I'm definitely going to have to learn to control it, but I.
But like, that's not.
That, to do it on
That's
purpose.
Not your fault. Like, this is all. Like, you've never done that before. Go ahead. See if you can do it to me. Go ahead.
Okay.
Touch me. Go ahead.
Put my hands on Forrest's shoulder.
Okay. Yeah, he rolled a 3.
I'm going to say in his head, everything's connected.
Holy hell, that was wild. Like I heard it. I heard it in here. Like I didn't hear it with my ears. Like it was very weird. It was just like I could hear your voice in my head. Everything, I guess everything is connected. Like, are we connected? What's going on? Like, this is so weird. This is so wild.
I'm
going to
keep my hand on his shoulder and be like, okay, so Forrest, it's your turn. You think something.
He says in his head, I did some research, but there was nothing coming up about, like, union anything. So I don't know where this union stuff is coming from. And you hear all that in your head.
So I take it that you were not really having any luck looking at union information.
So you heard?
I heard you.
Yeah. Again, it's just so weird because, like, there's nothing ever bad about this company in, like the press, local press, anything like that. There's nothing. Like, this company is spotless, and it is so weird. Like, there should be, like, safety issues, like, accident reports, you know, something. All of it is, like, if there is anything that comes up, it's generally good about, like, you know, new products they're introducing, or, like, a new line that is, like, you know, new divisions within their company. Stuff like that. It's not, there's nothing bad. That's fucked up.
Their cover-up game is strong.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they've got to have a serious cover-up game, especially if you can't even walk through the front freaking door. Oh, is Remy going to be okay? Because, like, I've never seen Remy freaked out before.
Like, yeah, normally I should Remy's probably like, go check on her.
If you guys look out at the car, you see Remy, like, holding on to, like, the steering wheel, like, staring for a second, like, staring, and most likely they're playing, like, an 80s mixtape, just, like, kind of, like, staring for a second.
Yeah, no, totally. You're probably listening to, like, You Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore.
Yeah. REO Speedwagon's playing, yep. And just like clutching the steering wheel.
Yeah, I should go check on Remy. I'm gonna go out there.
Okay. We'll cut to you going out to check on Remy.
Just gently tap on the window and like motion, like roll it down. You're muted.
Oh man, I just was saying like it's an older vehicle, so Remy like looks at you and goes. The window starts like it's definitely an old crank window that Remy puts halfway down.
Okay, I'm gonna keep like hold my hands up and just be like, Remy, I'm sorry that I spoke in your head. I did not know that I could do that. It was the first time that has ever happened, and now I know that I can do that, so I will keep my hands to myself. I mean, do you have some gloves in here? Maybe I can put gloves on, make you feel better.
No, it's not that. It's just, Birdie, I'm worried about you, and you're one of my best friends here.
I have like a superpower now. Like,
yeah, but I mean, you know, it's not normal, and I'm just afraid. What if it makes you into something?
I can't turn into an alien.
But what if this is the beginning? I mean, remember when we watched that movie Jurassic Park, and like they basically spliced everything? What if something spliced you?
Well, I don't think an actual normal doctor is going to be able to help me. So there's nothing we can do about it right now, but learn how to control it.
Look, I don't mind if you touch me. It wasn't that. I really wasn't ready for it. And I'm sorry if I was calling you weird. I don't think you're weird. I like to find reasons for things, you know? And I can't find a reason for this. And,
there was an alien. That's the reason. He zapped me.
I mean,
why he zapped me, that's a whole nother problem. But,
All right. Well, I'm sorry I overreacted. I just have been... This is a lot, you know? I mean, it's been 2 days on the job, and I'm already a missing person, and you've got powers, and...
Imagine if you had the powers.
Oh, no, I would probably abuse them, to be honest. I would turn into the supervillain and the big bad guy, and it would all go downhill.
Well, do you ever see that? Come back inside and get some of those sparkly pancakes.
All right, okay. Give me a second. I'll pop the tape out that has been playing the whole time. I'll pop the tape out, and then I put the window back up. And when I get out, I look at Birdie. I'm like, look, can I give you a hug?
Sure.
All right. And I'll just...
I'm going to be, like, super stiff, like, trying to keep my hands to myself.
It's one of those awkward, like, I'm going to, like, I'm coming in for a hug. Okay. Oh. All right. It's okay. Okay. All right. And I'll go back in with Birdie.
So, before that, you know, Serena and Forrest are at the table, and he just basically says the same thing that he said to Birdie in her head. Like, you know, it's just really weird that there is nothing online about these people. There's nothing. Like, I can't even find, like, old safety records or anything. There was nothing in the library. Like, there's no books written about this company. There's like, nothing. And, like... This company, the only thing I know about this company for sure is, like, it was founded by the people that built the Coral Chemical Company. It's founded by Coral Carson, you know, that statue over there. Yeah, that's her.
Right, that, like, statue.
Yeah, that's it. Like, what the hell? I wish I had some, like, hacking skills. Because then, like, you know, getting into their, you know, hacking into their mainframe, I don't even know if that's what you do, but, like, I don't know. It's just all weird.
Well, I do not have hacking skills, but I have sneaking into places I'm not supposed to be skills.
So, like, here's the thing, though, like, how good are you going to be able to get into that place? Because, like I said, it's y'all know, it's basically sitting on a leveled mountaintop. So, like, you're going to have to, like, climb up the side of it to even, like, end up in a place where you're not going to get noticed. They got security patrolling all around this thing. Like, I do think we need to fly that drone up and, like, really, you know, case the joint. See if there is structure. It's just so weird to me that it's built on a leveled mountaintop. So weird.
Well, Birdie's pretty good at using this drone. Is it getting dark yet?
Yeah, I'd say you've been there for quite a while. It's starting to get dark. I mean, it's February after all, and it starts to get dark at, like, you know, 5:30. So, like,
it would be super convenient if the edge of this mountain is just like a video game, and it's like, there's an underground structure, and then we go there, and it's like, oh, look, there's a cave entrance.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. It would be hella convenient, wouldn't it? I Google Earthed it. We're going to have to get closer because, like, there's nothing from their vantage point that I can really see. Hey, did you know that the airspace around the Coral Chemical Company is restricted? I didn't know that till today.
Can you do that as a private company?
I've never heard of it, but apparently it is. So, hey, is there a light on that thing? On that drone?
I'm not.
Is there?
Check the box. No, I should have the instructions.
There probably is. So, like, it has the blinking lights. Mm-hmm. Like, when you send the drone up, it probably has, like, blinking lights.
Yeah, you all got, like, I don't know, some, like, duct tape or something that we could put over.
Oh, wait.
That.
I'm going to go to my kit, and I actually do have tape from my kit. So I'll take out my kit, and I'll look at the drone, and I'm going to cut tiny pieces and just hide the lights on the drone.
Nice. Okay.
Anywhere I see anything that might glow, I'm just gonna cover it with tape.
Is there anything else we need to do to prep here? Like, what is our game plan?
Do you guys want to? I mean, we were talking about. Hang on, let me look at where. I think we were talking about. I'm gonna look at the map.
From the abandoned nursery.
Yeah. So if we,
that's right. We were going to go to that warehouse, that, nursing home.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So, I mean, if who wants to run this thing from the abandoned warehouse, and maybe some other people should be on lookout.
For sure.
I can be on lookout. It's a great idea. I think Birdie was the one that was, winning at the drone.
Yeah. I'll stake it out too.
I didn't Birdie... run it into the side of any buildings, if that's winning.
Right, and I did. So I don't know if I should be trusted.
And I did. can I?
I'm setting the bar really low, but you know, Birdie cleared it.
It can't be much worse. All right. Well, why don't I go with Birdie? While Birdie's controlling the drone, I can keep a lookout from there, and maybe we need to have walkie-talkies or I don't know, they might be listening to phones. Should we have signals? I've got flashlights if we want.
I mean, we can always use the handy-dandy bird signals.
That's true.
Huh. Yeah.
Ka-ka!
What's
ka-ka?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
One car tweet, is tweet. Fine. Tweet, tweet. It's the tweets. Gonna make some tweets.
That's yeah, right. Gonna throw some tweets out there. Yeah, tweet, tweet. Yeah.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Two tweets for danger.
Three tweets for danger. Yeah. Three tweets for danger.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Three tweets means run.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Crap.
I'm gonna take out my flashlights, and I'll just like I'm gonna be like, well, here's one for you, Forrest. Serena, here's one for you. Let's just make sure we can kind of stay in the periphery. If you guys see something, two, if somebody's on to us, one is a check-in that everything's good.
Okay. And then the three to run.
Yeah, and three is, oh my god, oh my god.
Every man for themselves.
Yeah.
Oh my god, abandon all hope.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm down with that. That works. Yeah, that's great. Let's do that.
All right.
Do y'all have, like, you know, like, dark clothing and stuff, too? Because, like...
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You want it to give us away. Yeah. Well, I figured you did. Yeah.
Oh, I got a change of clothes in the bathroom. I can... Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've got some...
Does anybody have any dark colors that I can borrow? Because I don't do
got you. Oh. I got you, Bertie.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, Serena Jade is like, yes.
All right, so yeah, I'll just run back to my hotel real quick and change, and I'll meet you all over there. Let's park in the hospital parking lot. So, we don't want to leave any suspicious buildings or anything, you know, or suspicious cars sitting around.
No, perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
And a cover story: you're visiting your aunt at the hospital, and we're
yeah.
She's got a black lung.
Yeah, black lung.
Yeah,
from the chemical company.
Yeah, from the chemical company. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Maybe we shouldn't say that because, like, they keep that stuff on the down low. So if they know that we know, that could be bad. So
yeah,
like,
that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, just say, like, it was a tennis injury. And, like, you know...
I was shot in the knee with an arrow.
You took an arrow to the knee.
I took an arrow to the knee, so I can't fight anymore.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, totally. the old hip injury.
Ye old hip injury.
I can feel the rain coming because I never took the arrow out of my hip.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
All right, so the hospital, what do we want to say, 11 p.m.? Try to keep it short and sweet, and then we'll signal to each other, and then let's be done by midnight.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Clock, so... clock.
Do you have a bedtime, Remy?
Well, yeah.
Is that why we have to be done by midnight?
Oh, yeah, I'm already breaking my 9 p.m. Yeah,
girl, you pulled an all-nighter the other night. I don't want to. I feel like you're not being truthful.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I like a regimen. I wake up, I drink lemon water. You know,
I'll bring some thermoses of coffee because you guys cannot be falling asleep on the lookout.
And I'm not gonna fall asleep.
Yeah, bring extra coffee for Remy.
Remy's is gonna be all espresso.
We'll be up. We're gonna be up on that abandoned. I'll just be like, it's going great. How can I help you?
Brilliant. So yeah, we all break for a few hours, do our prep, meet up at the hospital. So, like, everybody, describe your outfits right now.
I mean, all black. We're black yoga pants, you know, because we have to remain comfortable. Black turtleneck sweater. Black scarf. How cold is it? Is it, like, what time of year is it?
Oh, yeah, it's cold.
February.
Okay, so, we're, yeah.
It's February.
Black gloves, a black scarf, black knee-high boots. A black beanie, sunglasses, even though it's nighttime. After I run into a couple of things, I take them off.
Yeah. Forrest shows up. He's wearing some, like, black slacks. Has, like, one of those, like, black kind of, like, military sweaters that has the elbow patches on them. He, too, is wearing a pair of sunglasses, and he's also wearing a black beret.
Nice. Love it.
So, in order to appeal to my fashion senses, I got from Serena's closet a black dress, which I have black long sleeve shirt on underneath. So I'm, you know, covered, gloves. Of course, she has extra black boots, but I could not wear any of her hats because I just have like too much hair. So instead, I got one of her Halloween wigs from whenever she had, you know, Cleopatra or something. And so I just have like my hair bundled up underneath a long straight black wig.
Nice.
Excellent.
Remy goes all out and gets a black ski mask and gets grease and greases around the open spaces to make sure it's like, you know, Navy SEAL style. And it's not a baklava, it's more like that, and like pulls it down underneath this it's like a scuba suit. It's basically like a neoprene scuba suit kind of like style. Yeah. Like and it has like the sleeves, and she's wearing gloves over her hands, and it's like a one piece neoprene that goes all the way down to these black running shoes that she's wearing as well. And when she gets out too, on top of the grease, it's like those little visor sunglasses that she's wearing. So it's like everything is covered as she like gets out. I will not be seen this night.
Remy, can't be too obvious. Come on.
Oh, I thought this was the least obvious. Oh, man.
Like, there's blending in with darkness, and then there's becoming the darkness. And
I am the night.
Like, you are two steps away from being Batman, so yes. I dig it.
Remy struggles with the gloves to like pull the glasses up onto like their forehead. Be like, okay, are we good to go? I'm starting to sweat a little bit, and I know it's like 30 degrees out, but man.
Yeah,
it's totally. Right. Ready
for coffee? Yeah, I'm drinking the coffee with like this awkward two-handed move.
Yeah. Okay. So, where are you guys gonna position yourselves? For Forrest, he's going to position himself on the side of the building where those trees are. He's gonna patrol around that area.
Okay. So we're going to the abandoned nursing home, right?
Yep.
And that would be over here. Okay.
I'd like to see if I can find roof access. It's not too dangerous.
Doesn't appear to be a roof.
No,
on this building.
The building beside roof. It looks like it kind of have
that the one that looks like it's a creaky roof.
Yeah, you're looking at it, and it's just like that doesn't seem safe. Just saying. You could probably go up into the second floor of that building.
That's what I was going to ask. Could we easily get up to that second floor? Like, are there stairs inside of it?
Yeah, you definitely could.
All right, I'll look at Serena Jade, and I'll do like a fist bump to Serena Jade, and I'll just be like, "Good luck," and I'll do the same to like Forrest.
Yeah, totally. Like this,
All right.
Yeah.
Yeet, and then look at Birdie. I'm like, "You ready to go?"
Ready.
All right. What I will do too is like I will carry the drone for you. Like I'll carry the equipment if you want to lead the way.
I'm gonna go to the second floor and try to find a window that doesn't have any glass in it.
That one second floor window, there, like the glass is gone. There's no glass left in any of the windows here. So yeah, it's a good vantage point for you.
I run my gloves around the edges to make sure there's no glass, like prepping it for you, making sure it's all ready to go.
Yeah, no, it's totally good. All right. So, if you want to roll a computer's check. Have at it.
Let's go, Birdie. Oh no!
8.
Okay. Okay. That's she was so much better at this earlier in the day.
Oh no. Yeah, I don't know if there's any way for me to help you.
Can I help since okay. I also trained earlier? Can I like help and give her advantage?
Yeah, if you're around there, yeah. If you're with her, go ahead. So yeah, re-roll it.
Ooh, that was a 19.
Birdie, okay. Remember the YouTube video.
Remember your training. Serena J's voice comes in.
So, like, you almost, like, it almost falls out of the window. But then Serena helps you out a little bit, and you pull it back, and, you know, you remember back to what you were doing earlier in the day. And for added expertise here, you actually put your hand on Serena's shoulders. It's like you could see the images that she saw, like, in her head. So, like, you...
Oh, I see how the images are useful. Yeah. That's why you watch those videos.
Right? It's so helpful.
Some just people are visual learners. Okay, so you do, and you totally get it now. Like, and you have no problem maneuvering it. And whereabouts do you want to send it?
I think first I want to circle around, just like the outer perimeter.
Okay, I'm gonna want you to roll a stealth check.
14.
Okay, so you're doing a pretty good job of trying to keep a low profile, and you know you can see like security guards that like they have their routes around the outside of the Coral Chemical Company. They from that side, from that back end there, you can see two of them, and they. Just kind of, you know, you study them for a little while, and you kind of get the general idea behind their movements, their general paths and stuff that they take. What else are you looking for?
Anything that would look like an extra entrance or more heavily guarded that doesn't really need to be guarded?
I mean, there's a back door, but other than that, no. There's no specific area that is like more heavily guarded on that side that you can tell. And as you're getting that, you hear one tweet from outside, from a forest.
Okay, so I guess I will go to the other. Backside, the side closer to the facing the radio tower.
Maneuvering the drone over there, you can see that like there is one main building, and then there's like a separate building, and like that there is like a separate building that is over on that side. It has two stacks coming out of it. It also has like a light tower on top of it. And you can see like faint whiffs of smoke coming out of the top of it, and there is one guard that walks the perimeter around that particular building. Occasionally you'll see a person in a lab coat kind of coming out for a cigarette. You assume it's like a scientist or something, like, you know, maybe was involved with the mixing or something.
Somebody working a late shift.
As you keep the drone there,
mm-hmm.
there is a vehicle that drives up and into that area. It's a black sedan. And out of it step two individuals. They're wearing black coats, black suits. you know, the white shirt and black tie. They have hats on. The only thing that's exposed is their face. And their face looks really fucking weird. And specifically their eyes. Their eyes have no pupils. And they quickly walk into that building. When they do, you hear, tweet, tweet, tweet!
Oh! Oh! We gotta go! We gotta go! We gotta go!
Gotta go!
Shut it down! Okay. Shut it down!
Before you can call the drone back, you lose signal. You lose control of it. You're not sure what happened.
Birdie, we gotta go!
As you turn around to leave, two figures step out from the shadows. They are tall. They are wearing black coats, black suits, white shirts, black ties, black hats, and their eyes look weird as fuck. The men in black are everywhere. They are listening. They are watching, and they can move through the shadows. They're not the galaxy defenders you hope that they are. You've been warned. Thank you all so much for listening. Remy Dean was played by Chris Russo, Serena Jade was played by Jennifer Taylor, and Birdie was played by Desdemona. You can follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram at SunderlandRPG. And if you want more weird lore about the town of Sunderland, check out at Weird Sunderland on X. Until next time, welcome to Sunderland. If you see something, don't say a fucking thing.